Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Jess Kelly on Tech Takeover. How are you?
Jono, how are you?
I'm good. I was trying to get, I was texting you there furiously during the news because
Can I read out what happened? So I'm sitting here like an idiot waiting to talk to you. Then your name pops up going, they have animated emojis with a crying laughing face. Then another laughing face. Then Jonathan saying, ah, it doesn't work. And then I was like, Jonathan, are you on the radio?
I thought I'd made a major breakthrough. And it turns out that I didn't. It's not working at all. Some of them are, some of them appear to be working. I know.
What but are this is why you're about, the tech.
When I sent a WhatsApp to someone earlier on, it animated. And anyway, beside the point, we're not talking. Come here. I'd rather talk about animated emojis than what you actually want to talk about.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have another AI story to talk about. I know people have a pain in their face with a lot of this, but it's important to talk about, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is important to talk about, but carry on.
Okay, well, I'll explain the story and then I'll tell you why it's important that we talk about. So ChatGPT, their parent company, OpenAI, has announced that they're going to start treating adults like adults on the platform from December. So in the coming months, they're going to introduce 8 age-gating technology, whereby they'll verify that somebody who's claiming to be an adult is an adult, therefore giving them extra abilities on the platform, including the ability to engage in erotic content. Now, this is something that is massively controversial. X has been in a bit of hot water in relation to Grok and how it manages this kind of thing. But the reason why it matters, because a lot of us will scoff at this and go, oh God, would you be bothered? Who would ever use it? But the reason why it matters is because we know that people have been engaging with chatbots and large language model platforms in the last little while for reasons beyond just getting your homework done or helping you, summarize a PDF. Some of these reasons are for friendship, for connection, for mental health reasons, and then obviously for more adult reasons as well.
Yeah, I mean, and this is where I think innocent old me would prefer to go to bed early than deal with this. How?
How what exactly?
Well, okay, so do you just go to,
ChatGPT? Jonathan, it's 5:30. It's a Wednesday.
I'm sanitizing it, right? Yeah,
no,
I'm sanitizing it.
This.
You go to ChatGPT and you ask it to produce a something, and that's kind of for you, and that's somehow interesting, is it?
It's interesting and engaging. And look, there is the smutty side that we can all laugh along to. But the area that I'm more interested in is the implications from a mental health point of view with this, because there was some surveys and some research from an Irish point of view alone that showed a significant portion of Irish adults have engaged with these platforms for friendship and some for relationships. Because if you think about it, you're still here texting me about your emojis being super professional. But we're texting now. I know it didn't work, yeah. Jonathan. But we're texting, right? And we'd all have people in our lives who we like texting and chatting with, and you form relationships. We have our inside jokes. You know me, I know you. And there are some people who don't have human beings to have that interaction with. So they're turning to these large language models. And one of the brilliant aspects from a technological point of view is that the platforms learn your behavior. They learn your turns of phrase. They remember what you've told them. And so we're seeing a rise in humans interacting with these platforms, engaging with them, asking them questions and all the rest. And I suppose it is problematic because you have a portion of people who don't know the difference between, an interaction
real
on a platform versus real life.
But I mean, I made the joke earlier when we were talking about the AI and the Soma and all that kind of stuff that, I keep taking the red pill, which brings me back to reality. this sounds like if you are going to go down this particular hole for whatever reason, you're taking the blue pill. You're staying in an artificial reality. And that's kind of worrying because you are distancing yourselves from the real world.
Yeah, and I think what's more worrying is not only are you consciously or maybe subconsciously doing this, but the platform is designed to keep you engaged. It's like an online casino. They don't want you to know what time of the day it is. They don't want you to know if it's sunny outside or dark outside or anything like that. They're designed to keep you engaged in conversations. There's a very tragic and worrying case that we've spoken about on this program before, but that is of the young man, Adam Rain, who took his own life, but was engaging with ChatGPT and developed and was utilizing it. And the allegation of his family is that he was utilizing it as his outlet. ChatGPT was engaging him in conversations, was encouraging him to keep his mental state to himself, and was giving him more information that kind of reconfirmed how he was feeling rather than giving him a lifeline. And I think that's the serious side of these things, is that they're designed, that if you ask any of these platforms a question, doesn't matter how bananas it is, it's always a, that's a great question, or what an interesting, you know, takeaway.
It'll give you a validation, which, you know, when I'm talking to, that, you remember the way when Sean asks an American author a really difficult
question? That's a great question, Sean.
That's a really interesting question, Sean. And all that is that person going, I have no idea how to answer this, so I'm going to buy time by saying it. And AI has just ripped that off.
100%. And the thing with AI is, it's the most arrogant, swaggery, whatever word you want to put in, that you've ever met in your life, and that it'll never say, I don't know. And it doesn't want to let you down. It always wants to keep you engaged with it and give you information. And I think this is where, again, we can laugh and joke about it, and there's absolutely a bit of sort of frivolous nature to this story. But there's also the more sinister side, because younger people are using these platforms. People with mental health conditions are using these platforms. Lonely people are turning to these platforms. And we as a society and as the humans on this planet, we have an obligation to ensure that our friends, our families, our colleagues, our neighbours know that there are actual people out there that they can engage with and that they can turn to. Yeah. Because otherwise we're going to end up in that film with Joaquin Phoenix.
I just think that Tim Berners-Lee is somewhere going, when I invented the internet, I didn't think it was because people wanted to create erotica and ChatGPT. I genuinely don't think that was the reason. You have a tech tip for us this week. It's not that emojis are now animated on certain WhatsApps. It is to do with WhatsApp, though.
It is to do with WhatsApp. And it's something that I think is very, very useful. You can now schedule calls on WhatsApp, which is handy for work meetings. So if you are a company who's a bit more casual, maybe you're not on Teams or Slack or anything like that, you can now schedule them for work, for family gatherings. If you're in a GAA club, whatever it is, you can go to the calls tab, hit the green phone icon and then hit schedule. You can select the contacts and it's all done within the platform. It is super handy.
So it's like a little group of some kind, is it?
Exactly. So it appears like a diary invite. So we in Newstalk use Microsoft Teams. So if I wanted to schedule a meeting with you or any of the team in there, I could send a Teams invite. This is an alternative. So if you just want, again, for your GAA club, your family, whatever it is, you can book in a call, you can schedule in advance. Everyone just taps in and it all happens within the WhatsApp platform, which is quite cool.
I think it's an iPhone 17 thing because somebody else just texted me as well. It didn't work for them. But my little rolling on the floor face is rolling on the floor. You're coming to Cork.
I love that I have your full attention anyway. But yeah, go on, please continue.
You're coming to Cork.
I am coming to Cork. You're letting me into your beloved county once again. We are bringing our Behind the Screens events to Cork next Thursday. We had the first ones in Dublin last week. These are events for parents. It's all about parenting in the digital age. We have two sessions, one for the parents of primary school children, and the second one is for parents of kids in secondary school. And the idea is that we're going to talk through the issues, the opportunities, and the practical things that you can do. There's going to be nothing scary. No one's going to get told off. There's no such thing as a stupid question, but we want parents in Cork to come along next Thursday in the Rochestown Park Hotel. It's supported by CyberSafe Kids and funding from the TV license, and we're hoping to have a fantastic conversation and answer any questions you have. Tickets are free but limited, but you can get them right now on newstalk.com/events.
Jess, you've done these, and I think that there's a common thread coming through, is that parents they know they don't have all the answers, because we that sad thing about being a parent is you become your parent. So, you know, you all remember the point where you rolled your eyes at heaven because your dad couldn't fix the VHS, which would have my generation. Now kids are looking at us going, what do you mean you can't use ChatGPT? So there's no such thing, as you say, as a stupid question, is there?
There's not. And the thing is, and what I found really comforting at the events last week, is that even the experts don't have all the answers, because there are so many variables here. Every child is different. I always get asked, and we spoke about it last week, you know, what age should you give a child a device? And what we wanted to do is try and give the knowledge and a bit of the power back to the parents, because there is something that you can do to try and navigate this space.
All right, Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent. All the details on that, if you want to go to it in Cork, on newstalk.com. Thank you, Jess.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.